Good morning, 7:46 here on the Mighty 690. We are joined now by City Manager Mark Hall. How are you doing, sir?
Oh, fine, and it's always great to be here, and it's a beautiful day.
That's right. You know, we're getting pretty darn close to summer in Coffeyville. Lots of good stuff on the way.
I was going to say I can't wait till summer celebration and fireworks and all that, and that's not too far away in July.
Yeah, it's real close. So
yeah, hey. Things are happening, and it's all good things.
That's right. So, and we're also real close to another city commission meeting tonight.
Yes, and tonight, if you'd like to attend, if you're needing assistance, if you'll go to the east side of City Hall and go down the ramp to the customer service door, it's a single door. If you'll go through that door and turn to your left, you'll see an elevator, and if you'll take that to the second floor, that's where the city commission meeting is held. So if you plan to attend and need assistance, that would be the best way. Doors open at 6 o'clock and the commission meeting starts at 6:30.
Excellent. Very, very good. So let's see, as far as the agenda goes, of course, starting things out with the consent agenda, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course we have. That's appropriations, or some like to, you know, say it. I like to say it's where we pay our bills. And you've said that before, too. Tonight is $1,101,000. And that is, there's some electric, but it's lower. And we have those months, but usually they're higher and due to the electric process. But that's the amount tonight. And, of course, you know, we move on to comments from citizens. And citizens, we welcome. We learn from you. It is one of those that, you know, some things we can do and some things we can't. It is one of those we can only improve if you talk to us. And so that's a good time. And everyone is always welcome on that.
Absolutely. And then as far as, let's see, doesn't look like any old business and getting on to or public hearings or anything, so we get on right to new business, right?
You bet. And the first for commission's consideration is a resolution to approve the purchase of patrol and tactical body armor, bulletproof vests, I like to say that.
Sure.
That's from the police department. And then we move to another resolution for consideration is the submission of local safety and security equipment grant for the purpose of purchasing first responder equipment. And that is, it is some more equipment that'll be by the police department also. And then what we have is a resolution, and it's the Cincy. How would you say that? I keep.
Yeah.
I'm getting close.
Yeah, Cincy,
but
I
know
Cincy.
I know when I get back to City Hall, they'll say,
yep.
Yeah, you were not even close.
Yeah,
but
Cincy,
it,
maybe.
It's a foundation, and it's an application. What it's called is Zebra Rugged Tablets and Accessories, and that's also for police. It is one of those. It's technology for that, for a policeman. Then we have an ordinance, and this is amending a certain electric rate schedules pursuant to the section 42-6 of the city's code, and it's to adjust electric rates according to the study. We think this is will be beneficial. It changes the way, but the overall end result should be beneficial to the customers. But then we move on, and it's a discussion and for their consideration, a cereal malt beverage license for Vapor 69 and pending inspection by the Coffeyville Fire Department. And that's just an in-house business for a cereal malt beverage license. And then, of course, we have the city manager's report. But it's a lot of more steered towards the police this meeting, some things that they have. And, of course, when we apply for grants and that stuff, it saves the taxpayers money. And that is our mission to do that. It's the right thing to do, but we always try to hold the expenses. And we were just talking about it's budget time. And July, we prepare in June. And then in July, we present to the city commission. It is one of those that budgets are always 18 months. It's an 18-month forecast. So this year's budget is saying what it will be at the end of 2024. So it's kind of looking into that crystal ball. You need to be accurate. You always need to do right by the taxpayers. And that has been the goal of saving the taxpayers and not increase the mill levy rate. We have done that for 3 years previously, and we did it again for the fourth time in 2023. And that's our goal, to hold that mill levy and not increase it for 2024. So it's a big kind of budget everything this month and next month, and then it's presented to the city commission.
Sure, and you know, we want to be kind of as close as possible, because I think a couple meetings ago there were a few things, you know, because you're never going to get it perfect.
No.
You have to go back and kind of amend that, or I can't remember the exact wording, but you know, make the budget right by approving a few things that maybe might have gone over or under.
Or that's what at the end of the each year is amendments, and that's where something happened that you weren't expecting. The city's the best say it is kind of, we know that everybody out there is tightening their belt, and especially, you know, in recession, out recession, and the city has to too. And that is departments is have to operate efficiently. We wish we could do everything that everybody wants, but it is one of those you always have to keep the taxpayer in mind when you're doing the budget. And that is, you're out there, it is, we understand, we're the same way. When you tighten your belts, we should tighten our belts, and we should always keep in that mind during budget.
You don't hear that a lot from, you know, city government, it seems.
Well,
like, you know?
And that so is, it's, it is, right. It's, I think it is, it's rewarding to even staff is, it's a thing that started a few years ago, and it is we try to sit there and, of course, get quality and price. But it is, I've been very proud of staff. They negotiate. We don't just buy off the shelf. And in that process, it has allowed us, like I said, to hold that mill levy. And I think that is with, you know, any government is, what you're doing and what you're earning and taking care of your families, we have to consider that through the whole budget process is what we do, how does it affect the citizens of Coffeyville? So I'm very proud of staff that they keep that in mind every year and during the year to make it where we can do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, appreciate you stopping by, Mr. Mark Hall, and sounds like a good meeting on the way tonight.
All righty. Well, thank you, and appreciate it, and be safe, Coffeyville, and a lot of good things are coming.
That's right. City Manager Mark Hall here on the Mighty 690, and coming up next, we have Lisa Wilson and guests from Independence. That's on the way here on the Mighty 690. We're looking at a high right around 80 today for Coffeyville and Independence. Right now, we have 64 degrees in Coffeyville.